Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Paige Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Paige Sandgren, an athlete, business owner, science nerd, and someone who's no longer afraid to tell you the truth, even if it's painful. In this podcast, we bring you insight on human behavior, self-improvement, fitness research, and most importantly, perspective. If you can change your perspective, you can change your life. That's what I've done, and that's what I know you can do too. All right, everybody. I want to remind you that you are not trapped in your body. You're just suffocating yourself with other people's opinions and their perceptions. Thinking that your thighs shouldn't touch because Barbie doll's thighs didn't touch growing up. Calling yourself fat and consistently covering up your quote problem areas. Associating salads and eating less or nothing with like weighing less and feeling better. Not wanting to be anything besides a size small. And not taking off your shirt at the beach because your stomach has rolls when you sit down. FYI, everybody's does that. Or hearing your peers say something like, talk about another woman objectively by describing them as a bombshell or a smoke show or like women in porn. Being afraid to shower with other girls or address in the locker room because someone once called you fat or you constantly compare yourself to everyone else and you want to be stage lean year round. It's just not sustainable. So many women strive to have a certain look, like their favorite IG model or whatever it is, because I think that's going to make them happy, but that's not the case. In reality, people use Photoshop. In reality, people work very, very hard for very, very long and use Photoshop and use performance-enhancing drugs and get surgery and a bunch of other shit. Not that there's anything wrong with that, those things individually, but that shouldn't be what you specifically strive for. Like, if you want to do any of those things, cool, go for it. But just know you're doing it for yourself. Don't do it for external validation. Don't do it for anyone else. Because at the end of the day, you are still in your body, and there's nothing you can do to change that. You can change your body, but you're still there. And so you have to learn how to love yourself and be okay with yourself before you change yourself. And that's when you really start to be happy and to love yourself and be okay with yourself. So the pressure is really just all in your mind. There's no way you can escape it. You can change it. But that's still not going to change the fact that it's your body. So you might as well learn to love it now. And then any changes you make in addition to that, that's just extra if you want it. That's not going to bring you happiness. It's not going to make you, it's not going to bring you anything other than just change. But it's still your body at the end of the day. And you need to learn how to love it as itself, and drop all of the past judgments and perceptions and stigmas, because it just, at the end of the day, all you have is you. That's it. So I hope this resonates with you. And if you want to learn how to love yourself, to be okay with yourself while working on your health and fitness, but not specifically in order to love yourself, reach out to me. Ask me how, and I will begin to tell you what I do for the women in my program. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. It's up to you to do the work, to shift your perspective, and to realize that, yeah, you're not trapped. It's your body. And you should love it. And when you realize that and you start doing that, then you don't feel trapped.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please like and subscribe if you have not already. Also, please leave a review. I want to hear what you have to say. Whether it's good or bad, I want to make this podcast the best one possible, and I want to help you in as many ways as possible. So thank you, and have an amazing day, everyone.